This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lockdowns are coming back in one form or another in some parts of the country as the number of virus cases goes up, which means, just like it did in the early days, a lot of people are going to be looking for something to fill the time, work on a project, learn a new skill, maybe a language. That's what those language learning app companies are noticing, more potential users, so developers are trying to find new ways to engage them. Duolingo's bid for more ears? That now tried and true audio formula, a true crime podcast in Spanish. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
The story is about a bank heist in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 2006.
It was the dog days of summer, and most of the city was on vacation. But not Rodolfo Palacios.
Eran mis primeros meses.
We knew that true crime was just such a popular genre.
Michaela Crone is a spokesperson for Duolingo who worked on the podcast.
We were trying to think through, like, how do we adapt this unique format that we've created for language learning and add in this true crime element to kind of cross those over?
Clearly, the pandemic presented an opportunity to grow the business. As lockdown orders came into place around the world in March, she says Duolingo saw a 100% increase in new users. Eric Lindhorst has been trying to learn Spanish for about 3 years now.
I've spent thousands of dollars on language acquisition, some of which was a complete waste and some of which was super valuable.
He says he used to use Duolingo quite a bit, but ran out of free content a while ago. The app is free, but you can pay for a subscription to unlock more stuff. He'll probably check out the Duolingo True Crime podcast as long as he doesn't have to pay for it, but says there's so much good free content on the internet already. Sean Lowen teaches language acquisition at Michigan State University. He says language programs tend to overpromise, whether you're paying or not, but the long-form narrative might work.
Any exposure to the target language is good. If you understand the larger sense of things because it's part of it has been told to you in English, and then you hear something in Spanish, you're more likely to understand that because you're able to kind of fill in with some of your other background knowledge.
Especially when it comes to vocabulary and simple phrases. He says straddling the line of entertainment and education is something these apps do well. But whether you'll be ready for that trip to Barcelona in 2022 is another question altogether. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.